something that would be more acceptable is one of these two colors here, or this color here, for the trim. And when I colorize these pictures, I tried to get as close to those colors as I possibly could to give you a sample of what it would look like. But I noticed on the comment that the color of the brick would, matching the new colors, was in question. And if there's areas that we can do something there as far as painting the brick. Okay, now, this is the colorized showing the darker green roof and the light trim here, dark green roof and light trim. This is the old color. This is the old color. This is the current color, rather, of what it is. And this is the current color of what it is here. This again is current, current. That is current. Anything with dark, the dark trim on it is what it is painted now. The light colors are replacement colors. Something we'd like to keep the color, the main color of the building it is, we'd like to keep. I think that if we change the trim, that it would make that color even more attractive than putting that dark trim on. The roof, I don't know what happened with the roof, but it's I wouldn't have been happy with that paint job. So painting the roof a darker color, if not the Charleston green. This is the Charleston green from Sherman Williams. I think that is, he said this is actually, and I wish I had taken pictures, but I've gone around Charleston and he gave me houses that, and businesses that had this color, and in the sunlight it looks much lighter than it does on this test sheet. But he said he can make it any degree of green that he wants. And then he gave me Royal Hardware as a second source. So, and I'll be glad to talk to them too. And also all the trim that is in there's metal flashing around the roof, and that would be painted too. That's correct. Yeah. Yes. And I would take any advice from the commission here too. Pardon? That is a daisy color, but it is it's not the proper daisy color. They don't really control what the building would be. And even now the new signage on Days Inn is kind of a blue and yellow combined. So it's a little bit different than that. This where you see this is with the sun on it. This is a different look, and the only reason that this is a different color is that it's the sun when the picture was taken.
Right.
brick, to make the brick lighter instead of that dark, a dark color, would that work as well? Because I know there's acid washes that can be used to lighten up a color on a brick, and there's also brick stain that can be used for it. And I'm just spitballing.
I think the color, the contrast is better.
good example. Pardon?
Either that or one of those people, you know, the ball body going through there, that, you know, those in other.
Yeah, that, and that's the front side and the pool side.
Yeah, that might be a little less crazy from the street standpoint.
Uh-huh.
Use one of those sides.
We can do that.
I
the only thing, the only part that's got a roof on it is over the porch to share, in front of the registration area, and the towers by the stairs. There's, the rest of the roof is all a flat roof. Well, we can go with, a lighter green. That's actually not a black, that is a green color. But it's the Charleston green, which is, in a swatch like this, looks